I don't see old age as a decline. I mean, of course, it is a decline in one way, but in other ways, it's not a decline. And I think it's much more useful to think of old age as a new country and not to try to cling desperately to the old country, which is being young. Everybody says how ghastly old age is. And so my job, I feel, is to redress the balance and point out the really great things there are about being old.
Well, let's focus on some of the reasons why it is good to get older. Because, I mean, wherever you live in the world, there does seem to be this growing obsession with what people call the youth culture, the power of youth. There's an obsession, isn't there, with trying to stay young or at least look young. What's your view on that?
Well, I just think it's a great shame because I've been young. I mean, I've been young till I blew in the face. I was young in the 60s, so, you know, my youth was terribly misspent. But there's a moment it becomes extremely boring. And faced with old age, with much more confidence, with grandchildren, new relationships, an ability to be much more friendly with men, for instance, who always used to be seen as kind of possible partners, all kinds of things. It's something new and fun and interesting, and I really like it. But I think there is a lot to be said for slowing down a bit and also having all the experience. You know, nothing matters that much. I mean, I'm doing this one-woman show, which is of the Virginia Monologues, which is a book I wrote, and I could never have done that when I was young. I would have been terrified. I would have thought if I did it to, you know, the audience was only 10 people and none of them laughed, I'd die. Now I think, who cares? I couldn't give a pin. It's fine.
So it's the growing confidence, then, that's a positive. But, I mean, to be realistic, you're much more likely to suffer ill health the older that you get. You're more likely to be on your own if you're surviving a partner or a product of divorce or so on. I mean, aren't those things that are a bit negative?
They are, the way you put them. No, it's much worse to get ill if you're young, seriously ill, because then, you know, you've got a family and everything. It's catastrophic. When you're ill, when you're old, you know you're going to die at some point. I mean, it's to be expected. There's great fun talking about illness with other people and discussing ailments. That's one of the lovely things about growing old, is that ailments are an entirely new topic of conversation. You know, one can spend hours chatting about one's bad back and arthritis and have a lot of jokes too. As far as being on your own, of course there are disadvantages to being on your own. There are awful disadvantages about being with someone too. But there are wonderful things about being on your own. There's the freedom and the fact that you can do so much more. There's so much more time. I mean, I think the only drawback to being old is the fact that you have so much more creativity and intent, and yet you're not quite as full of energy as you used to be. That's the only thing I find wrong about being old, is that I don't have enough oomph and time to carry out all the things that I want to do. I've got more enthusiasm now than I ever had.
You talk quite a bit about the oncoming of death, but actually everybody alive has to face that because it's the only certainty that we all have. We just don't know when it's going to happen. And I suppose there's a greater chance of it when you're older, but, you know, there's no guarantee for younger people. But what are some of the disadvantages to being young?
I can't think of disadvantages of being young, but more advantages of being old, that knowing that you're going to die sooner than you did when you were 40, say, does concentrate the mind. You're much more impatient with things that bore you or don't interest you. And in a way, you're much more efficient. If somebody says, let's go and see a movie, and halfway through you think it's terribly boring and you wonder what you're doing there, instead of sticking it out, which is what you might do when you're young, you think, actually, I haven't got an hour of my life to spare watching this drivel. Let's go. And in a way, the fact that death is closer gives a sort of piquancy and urgency to living life at the moment, which makes it a lot more interesting and fun.